morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I'm talking about movies this week. I believe as we seek to trust the Bible and as I seek to lead you to trust the Bible, it's important when we watch movies to recognize that there is often sort of a message that's not right at the surface. There's an underlining commentary on how we should think about life, the purpose of life, and there's a lot of overlap there with things that the Bible addresses. And often we can see great parallels. We can see things that give us a reason to have conversations with friends, maybe our children, about how some of the themes in a movie relate to what's in the Bible. Sometimes there are differences, and I think it's important to note, hey, that's got a message that's not biblical. And I'm not saying you can't enjoy a movie because it has an unbiblical message. I'm simply saying it's good for us to recognize when a message is unbiblical so that it doesn't influence us. So yesterday I talked about Star Wars. I'm going to add a little bit more about Star Wars today. Star Wars has an intentional parallel with a Jewish way of looking at life, and therefore a biblical way of looking at life in a lot of ways. Just kind of the headliner of what I talked about yesterday is you have Darth Vader, who is a Jedi, which has the letters J and D, which is Judah, the tribe of Judah. I think the Jedi represent the Jewish people in the series. He has an apostasy. He falls away, so to speak, from truth, from doing what is good and right. He becomes evil. Then there's a turning back by the end of his life, which parallels so many things in Judaism. The Torah warns again and again the Israelites are going to fall away from the truth. They're going to worship false gods. But in the end, the biblical message is God is going to work through this nation to bring them to a place where they embrace truth, where they're used to bless all nations, where they bring balance to the force, if you want to call it that, right? I think that's kind of the idea here. I didn't even mention yesterday that there is a type of miraculous birth involved, with Darth Vader. There's several references to his birth, and so that's really interesting. Obviously, Christ is born of a virgin, and that's prophesied in the Old Testament that the Messiah would be born of a virgin. And that is a theme as well in Star Wars. There's also this idea of there being a chosen one. There are all these prophecies about someone who would come and bring balance to the Force. And everyone's waiting for this one to come. And Darth Vader kind of does in a, not the way that everyone would have wanted him to, but ultimately he fulfills the prophecies. So there's some difference here in the biblical story. Jesus, of course, never turns to evil and then becomes good. Jesus doesn't just bring balance to the Force, he saves the human race. But the biblical theme is that someone is going to come and undo the curse that came upon all mankind because we fell into sin. And he would be the Messiah, a chosen one, someone who'd come from a miraculous birth. In that sense, that's Jesus. So there are a lot of interesting parallels. I do want to specifically today comment on The Last Jedi, because there's a scene in that movie that really stood out to me, that there's something going on here beyond the surface storyline of Star Wars. So in The Last Jedi, there's a scene where Luke Skywalker is thinking about destroying the books, and Yoda makes an appearance and talks about the books, and we don't need these books any longer, is basically what he says. That represents the old way. It's time to move on. It's time for the Jedi to die out. You think about that from a Jewish perspective. What does that mean as you're watching that? And you know that there are Jewish people involved in making this movie and the storyline and everything else. It's time for the Jedi to die off. We don't need the books, these old ways anymore. And Yoda seemingly burns all the books. That kind of bothered me when I saw that, because it doesn't really fit in the storyline. You don't really know about these books up until this moment in the entire series. It seems like they kind of forced this scene, this discussion, into the movie when it doesn't really naturally flow from the storyline. And so it seems to be a deliberate attempt to make a connection with a modern debate, and that is, can we trust the Bible? You know, the ancient Jedi books, of course, represent the biblical text. And Luke is kind of someone holding on to his, you know, we have to study and learn this sacred ancient tradition and pass it on. And Yoda is kind of the one that says, ah, you know, that old stuff, it's time to move on. It's time for us to die out. It's, you know, and the books are destroyed. And so I think that's definitely the issue that this was bringing up, because we as a culture are struggling with this issue. There are those who trust the Bible and say this is the Word of God, therefore it's timeless, it's still an authority, it tells us what we need to do to live the life God wants us to live, to be successful, and you know, that's my view, of course, and what I'm trying to advocate every day, and of course, a large portion of our culture says, no, that's an ancient book, it's written by people who didn't know what they're talking about, we've made progress as a culture, you know, now we embrace things that the Bible used to say were wrong, because you know, progress, we're making progress, and science keeps improving our ways, and certainly morally we're improving. And that's kind of the debate, you know, in our culture right now. However, I will point out, as far as Star Wars goes, that at the very end of the movie, of The Last Jedi, you see some books, and I don't know, you know, even if you've seen the movie, or if you've seen it recently, but if you are wanting to watch it on TV before, you know, the ninth episode comes out, pay attention to that last minute. They show the books. I'm hopeful that as episode 9, as the Star Wars series ends, that they'll show that actually the books are there and helpful, and the Jedi continue. And that's where I believe history is going, is that God, through his word in the Bible, ultimately will accomplish all he promised to accomplish through the Jewish people. Bless all nations. Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, will come back. So I'm hopeful that that's going to be somewhere along the lines of how the Star Wars series ends in episode 9, but it'll be interesting to see. So I think the idea is we need to watch some of these things, pay attention to these kinds of messages in movies. It makes for great discussion with people to bring in, you know, what is the Bible all about? What is the gospel all about? And it's important for us to think about what we believe as we reflect on the messages in these movies. So that's Star Wars. I want to talk about Avengers, particularly Endgame. I have a review of Endgame on the Facebook site Trust the Bible, so I want to encourage you to go check that out if you're more into Avengers than Star Wars. I think that there's a lot to talk about there. I'm probably going to hold off a little bit. I also tomorrow want to talk about Stranger Things. So let me begin to introduce that. Stranger Things is a Netflix TV show, and it has had 3 seasons, and there is a element of it that deals with the supernatural world, this sort of hidden world with powerful supernatural beings that are doing things kind of all around us, and but we can't see them, and they're referred to as being in the upside down world. And this is a movie that, or not a movie, but a television series, that they're kind of like a lot of little movies, or maybe one really long movie, that's been very popular. It deals with sin, brokenness, it deals with death, blood. It's set in the 1980s, and sort of you know, children coming of age, growing up, while they're dealing with all these dark forces. And of course, there are a lot of parallels between what they deal with and the biblical story, and what the Bible says is really going on in an unseen world. So I want to make some more comments about that. That'll kind of be my Halloween special, since tomorrow's Halloween. Stranger Things is kind of meant to be a little spooky and scary and deal with kind of demonic powers. So I'll talk about that one tomorrow, and then I'll come back and kind of compare Avengers to Star Wars. I think there's some interesting parallels, but things that have changed from Star Wars to Avengers, I'll talk about on Friday. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.